Make sure your next car comes with an HD radio. 1620 WTAW.
WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. DPS is investigating a two-vehicle crash that occurred around 6 a.m. yesterday, just south of Navasota. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a Toyota SUV was stopped at the intersection of FM 2 and Highway 6 when they tried to cross the roadway.
The Toyota pulled into the path of the Walla County Ambulance Service when we had a crash there at the intersection.
Morgan says the two paramedics in the ambulance and two passengers in the SUV were taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the SUV was life-flighted to Herman Memorial in Houston. The extent of his injuries is unknown. A local family is in need of community support after the mother, Dr. Faith Kairu, unexpectedly fell ill and died while traveling over the holidays. Faith, her husband Tim, and their three children were in Kenya visiting loved ones when she started feeling unwell a few days before returning to Texas. On the return flight home via Amsterdam, Faith was hospitalized and admitted to the ICU where doctors diagnosed her with septic shock. Dr. Comfort Manyame has been friends with Faith since she moved to Bryan College Station in 2010.
She had an infectious love for people and for life. You know, there is no way you could hang around Dr. Kairu and not have that same love for people, that same love for life. She was just that. You know, that's how she was.
Manyame says there is a GoFundMe page to help cover hospital bills, funeral arrangements, and travel expenses for Faith's family. You can find the link online at WTAW.com. This weekend, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, which is also a nationwide day of service, the local Red Cross is participating in a home fire campaign.
All the Red Cross chapters are working hard to install free smoke alarms in any home that needs them. So our goal for that day is 500 smoke alarms installed.
Executive Director Amy Grace says this Saturday, local volunteers and members of the fire department will be in the Escondido neighborhood and the Eastside Historic District installing free smoke alarms and providing fire safety education. To volunteer for this event or find more information on future Red Cross events, call the local chapter at 776-8279. And teachers groups in Texas, which were hoping to overhaul the current funding system this legislative session, are now advocating for lawmakers to dip into the rainy day fund. Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association.
You could spend upwards of $5 billion more of that amount and still have several billion dollars left for future emergencies.
The move comes as revenue estimates show a fiscally tight session, meaning less cash to throw around. But they'll be competing with other priorities like an overhaul of child protective services, which will be expensive. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Good morning, 609. Let's do weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies continue going through the night. There may be some spotty drizzle.
Oh, stop it. We don't care about the weather at night. We care about the weather now because we are in the now.
That's right.
Okay, so, you know, we were freezing our tuckuses off over the weekend. And it's going to be pretty close to 80 today, and then tomorrow, and then Thursday, and then it cools down to 76.
Oh.
Yeah, on Friday.
Four degree
front.
Drop.
Yeah. Saturday, 74. Sunday, we've got a 60% chance of rain, but the high is still 70. So it's crazy. The plants don't know what to think. Chances of rain, about 20% on Wednesday and Thursday, and then it's up to 40 on Friday, and so we may have some rain this weekend, but this is stupid. It's just stupid.
It is.
Winds definitely gusting up to 25 miles an hour, and it's 77 for high to 65 right now.
That's what's weird is the wind.
Yeah, definitely.
It is windy again today, and the humidity is up. So
that's good news.
Yeah, sure.
Pretend like you're on a beach in Mexico.
Yeah.
No?
Well, anyway, we need to get our kitty litter socks, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
If it gets foggy windows.
Chelsea, you going to do that? You going to make kitty litter socks for us? Yeah, never mind.
If I had kitty litter,
I know.
Maybe. But I can't imagine going out to buy kitty litter to do
and,
that.
And just for that.
And then ruining a perfectly good sock.
Yeah. Right. And then if you don't use all of it up, then what are you going to do with the rest of it?
Right.
Yep.
So
my cat
maybe
actually
I could
needs
make
her
them and sell
kitty
them.
Litter, so.
Now we could. Yeah, we could do that. We could give the extra kitty litter to Brad.
Okay.
Unless, Brad, do you have a cat that is particular about the kind of kitty litter that he or she...
Because I need special window fog kitty litter.
You know, if she is particular about her kitty litter, I don't care. I just put whatever works.
What a good cat dad.
All right,
right?
So you got,
hey, I take care of her in other ways, that, you know, that she gets good food and things like that. And
so you got one cat. Right?
Yes, yeah, okay, just
and
one.
What, and what, well, I
just,
and,
Scott, just one, well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's it? What does it look like?
It's a tuxedo cat, you know.
Ooh. Oh, the black and white thing. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So how big?
I need a name.
Trinity is its
Trinity.
Name.
Trinity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So how big is the box?
It's too big.
Okay.
It's too big. She's almost 12 years old, well, and so, you know.
Oh, well, okay. If she can get into the box, it's a win.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how often do you... you know, like sift through that.
Oh, I don't ever do the sifting thing.
Okay.
I just wait a little while and then change the whole box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's, you know, that just works for me.
I understand. Well, I had a cat a long time ago, but I don't know. My roommate and I were probably too busy drinking beer to pay much attention to it, you know. And it.
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess we had a box. I'm not sure. It was his idea to have the cat anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, and so.
Well, you know, the whole.
Wait a minute. What's wow?
I don't remember ever help like cleaning it.
You know, it was just
drinking beer.
Yeah, it was a great cat.
The drink, I get the drinking beer.
Apparently, it was
thing.
A great cat. It never bothered you.
Yeah, exactly.
I get the drinking beer thing because that's kind of how this cat started. But
yeah.
12 years later, you know, still got a cat.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was a Sealborn Siamese. Yeah.
They live longer than one.
That's
year.
Right.
Hey man, let's get a cat. That'll be a good idea.
See,
for some reason, it seems like a good idea at the time.
And that's what happened. Our cat got attacked by dogs and died.
So
that was a shame, but it was, you know, up until then.
Your little wiener dogs attacked him?
No. This is a long time before wiener dogs were in my life. No. I'm a 20 year old college student when I had this.
Gotcha.
So, there you go. All right. So anyway, where were we? Oh, you're supposed to do a sports tease now.
Yeah, coming up in sports.
Dang, we got sidetracked.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That's how this show goes.
Yeah,
though,
it is.
Definitely. Well, coming up in sports, Clemson pulled off a huge win against Alabama in the college football playoff. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, Dat Wynn has been named to the College Football Hall of Fame, just another one to add to his honors. And in the NBA, the Mavs dropped their game to the Timberwolves last night in Minneapolis. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure the outgoing president has had job offers, some that we would know about, some, well, most we wouldn't, but
yeah.
but here's one. If President Obama wants a gig, sensing his lack of direction, Spotify kindly use social media to point him toward a job listing that seems perfect for him or anybody else who has 8 years' experience running a highly regarded nation. The job is titled President of Playlists, Playlist for Spotify. Might sound like a cushy job, but playlist curation is apparently an increasingly vital force in the music industry.
Ooh.
And an important way for new artists to get their voices heard. Now, that is true.
Yes.
Because I guess Spotify is like these others that you like this song, so you may like this song, and
right.
then it builds a playlist
it
for
is.
You, right?
Mm-hmm.
So getting the new voices in there would be important.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mr. Obama has previously curated some killer playlists for the American people.
Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, he had, you know, he had a big party Friday night at the White House. I mean, the boss was there and some other people who sang. I mean, there were a lot of people there before he went off to be that groomsman at a wedding. Did you see that?
No.
He was the groomsman of a wedding in Florida on Saturday night.
Like someone he actually knew?
Yeah, a guy on his staff. A guy on his staff I mean,
how do you ask the president to be a groomsman?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, and the thing is, he didn't even get to be best man, which is, you know, so
how does that
happen?
Hey,
Barack, you want to be my groomsman?
Yeah, just kind of hanging out. And then, you know, does he have to? And I saw.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, oh, it is. I saw one picture. I mean, fortunately, the colors of the wedding weren't like orange and purple or something,
yeah.
You know. So you got to wear a regular tuxedo.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, I mean, no, he's been hanging. He's been hanging. I mean, he's gotten to go to all the countries that he wanted to, and so that's it. So there we are. Could do that. Could be the.
I wonder if he went to the bachelor party. It's a groomsman duty.
Yeah, well, you're right. That's true. Make sure he woke up in time. All that.
Yeah, of course.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Does it say what part of, like, what the guy's position was on his staff?
Yeah, he was one of his, he was like a senior aide. I'll have to go dig it up and see if I can find that.
How do you tell him he's not?
Vegas with Obama?
Yeah.
How do you tell him he's not going to be best man?
Yeah, really. Hey, I want you to be in my way. No, not that.
This guy's more of a friend. You've been doing your president stuff.
Yeah.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
All right, let me see. Here's the deal. Got pictures of him standing there with the groom, who's taller than he is.
Oh, how tall is he?
Well, he's about 6'1", I think. And so, yeah, he's this is a Florida Times Union, the wedding between Obama's travel director, Marvin Nicholson, and Helen Padgett, who is the daughter of a Democrat fundraiser. Hmm. So there he goes, in Jacksonville on Saturday.
Okay. Huh.
So the social comings and goings of our president. Don't get that anyplace else other than here. It's Peculiar People Day. Boy, we all know them, don't we?
Indeed.
There are plenty, yeah. Does Hallmark have a card for that?
If only.
Yeah. Cut Your Energy Cost Day? Okay, fine. Houseplant Appreciation Day. Houseplant Appreciation.
If they survived the weekend, they're probably pretty appreciative.
It means you were thinking of them. Yep. It's League of Nations Day. It's Bittersweet Chocolate Day. And it's time for birthdays inside the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Here are the birthdays.
Yep, let's see. I was trying to look for more because there aren't a whole lot today,
okay,
honestly. Uh-huh. But Sarah Shahi is 37. She was from a Person of Interest.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Chris Smith is 38. Some people may know him as Daddy Mac. He's the sole survivor of Crisscross from the 90s.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
How and has the most generic name ever.
He's the Chris from Crisscross. Jemaine Clement is 43 from the Flight of the Conchords. Remember those guys?
No.
Yeah.
An HBO show.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty funny. Evan Handler is 56. He was on Californication and Sex in the City and Lost and all kinds of stuff. Sean Colvin is 61. Sang the song Sonny Came Home.
Sure.
Pat Benatar, 64.
Okay.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
No kidding.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
George Foreman.
Hey.
68.
What? Okay.
68.
Yeah. And he's a Houston guy, too.
Yeah, he is. Matter of fact. Yeah.
Donald Fagen from Steely Dan is 69.
Uh-huh.
And Rod Stewart, 72 today.
All right. Okay, so I was trying to desperately go back here and see if we could find some half birthdays that might work. All right, let me see. So, come on. All right. No, not many.
Yeah.
Rosanna Arquette.
Okay.
Had a song about her from Toto. Toto wrote that song about...
Is she David's sister?
Yes, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And she has another sister who's an actress, Patricia. She's 57 and a half. Antonio Banderas is 56 and a half.
Ooh.
Justin Theroux, is that right?
Yes. He's Jennifer Aniston's husband.
Mr. Jennifer Aniston.
Mr. Jennifer Aniston.
Mr. Aniston.
Yep. 45 and a half.
Okay.
Angie Harmon from... she's from... Dallas, as a matter of fact.
All right.
Used to be, she used to be a model, as a matter of fact, and was married to one of those Dallas Cowboy football players, but I don't remember who.
Ah, okay.
All right, 44 and a half. And, oh, Mama June. We have not heard. Where's
Mama June?
Whatever happened to her?
Mama June lost some weight, I think.
Oh, because she looked like the human thumb, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. She's 37 and
a half. Yeah. She, back in August, there is an article, 150 pounds she had lost.
What? Yes. Wow.
That's a whole nother her.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we're going to see her on a Nutrisystem commercial or something soon.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. Hydroxy cut.
Yeah. I'm Mama June, and yeah, and I should be doing treadmills or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. So that's enough. 6:20.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So on Sunday night, Hollywood elites proved yet again just how out of touch they are with you, the average American. During her speech at the Golden Globes, actress Meryl Streep made sure everyone knew just how she felt about Donald Trump, as if we care. Whining to the audience, saying, quote, "All of us in this room belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now." Yes, think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press, he says. Now, Streep also took aim at Trump's immigration plan, saying, "Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners, and if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which is fine with me." So I have a word of advice for Meryl Streep and all of the actors and actresses cheering her on during that speech of hers. Why don't you focus more on your failing box office numbers and less on Trump? Let's make Hollywood great again.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors, it lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio. I recently gave my home a facelift, the simplest way possible, brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com completely transformed every room, and it gave the best customer service I've ever experienced. Now, if you mismeasure, you pick the wrong color, they will remake your blinds for free. They'll even send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. Now through January the 31st, you get 20% off everything at Blinds.com by just using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules and restrictions apply.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The federal government is lowering costs for some mortgage borrowers. The Federal Housing Administration, which insures mortgages directed at home buyers who have small down payments and often lower credit scores, said it is cutting annual mortgage insurance premiums on most new mortgages by a quarter percentage point. On the largest loans, the premium will drop by nearly a half percentage point. The lower costs will be in effect January 27th. It's tough going in the consumer drone market. French electronics company Parrot, which makes the Bebop consumer drone, said it would cut 290 employees in its drone division. That's about a third of its workforce in that division. Stocks were mixed at today's market close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 76 points to 19,887. The NASDAQ Composite rose 10 points, and the S&P 500 lost 8 points. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. 800-244-6060 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the unveiling of the first iPhone? That's right. Steve Jobs unveiled it on January 9th, 2007, and it went on sale that June. So that's our topic in today's Bit of Info as we play another round of everybody's favorite game, Is It True? All right, it's the iPhone edition of Is It True? Here we go. Number one, Apple has now sold over 1 billion iPhones. Is it true? Yes, they sold their 1 billionth iPhone back in July. Next, Steve Jobs prank called Starbucks from the stage when he unveiled the first iPhone. Is it true? Yes, he called a Starbucks in San Francisco and said he wanted to order 4,000 lattes. Then he said he was just kidding and hung up. Look up the video. It's pretty funny. All right, next we got Apple has reportedly had to pay over $1 million for the domain name iPhone.com. Is that true? Yes, they reportedly paid over $1 million for it, and they don't even use it anymore. It just redirects you to the Apple website. Seems like an awful waste of money. All right, next, the iPhone 2 is still the best-selling iPhone of all time. Is it true? No. In fact, it's kind of a trick question. There was no iPhone 2. They went from the original iPhone straight to the iPhone 3G. The iPhone 6 and 6S are the best-selling models so far. Apple sold over 220 million of them. And lastly, if you completely drain and charge your iPhone every day, it costs you about $35 a year in electricity. $35 a year. Is it true? Nah, you end up using somewhere between 2 and 7 kilowatts of electricity per year, which is less than a dollar's worth. So don't feel guilty if you have to use somebody else's power to charge your iPhone. And that's how we play Is It True? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
There you go. Hey, let's check some weather. And it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. How about 77 or so and kind of breezy today? Winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, down to 63 tonight. We'll be right around 80. Then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Cools down a little bit as we get to the weekend, but only to 74. So it'll be really nice. Now, chances of rain increase about 40% on Friday and 30% on Saturday. And it's still in the forecast on Sunday, but still in all. Okay. Right now we have some winds out there, a little bit of humidity, 87% relative humidity. Winds out of the south at 16. Overcast skies, and it's 65 out there.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. It's 628. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
The way the human brain makes decisions is flawed. In fact, there are over 100 flaws. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Sure, you're a wise decision maker, or at least you'd like to think so. However,
our brain is a biological organ that is not made for this world. It's made for a different world. It's made for our ancestral past, and that's why we have these systematic thinking errors.
Rolf Dobelli, author of the book The Art of Thinking Clearly, says, in fact, we fall victim to over 100 different thinking errors. For instance, overconfidence.
If you ask your listeners, are you an above average good driver? Then roughly 80% of the listeners would say, I'm above average good driver. It should be about 50-50. If you ask French men, are you above average good lovers? 94% of the French men say yes. So we tend to overestimate our skills.
It was once very useful for humans to be motivated by scarcity, but not so much anymore.
Because scarcity was the way of life in the past. It is totally irrational to think that way. You know, you go into a store and, okay, only three items left, and people go for it. It's irrational.
And the human brain has a tendency to confuse risk with uncertainty.
That's a very, very important distinction. So here it is. Risk is whatever you can calculate. Uncertainty is what you can't calculate. There's a whole science of risk. You go to Vegas, you can calculate those probabilities. In uncertainty, you can't make calculations.
Tomorrow, other important flaws in your thinking. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A two-vehicle crash involving a Waller County ambulance backed up traffic yesterday morning on Highway 6. TPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the ambulance was traveling southbound on 6 when it struck a Toyota SUV crossing the road at the intersection of FM2. Morgan says there were two medics in the ambulance and three people in the SUV.
Them two, the two passengers, went to St. Joseph and Bryan, were transported to Bryan, and then on the driver of Unit 1, the Toyota Highlander, that person was air flighted to Herman Memorial in Houston.
The extent of the driver's injuries are unknown. Morgan says the cause of the crash is still under investigation. The local American Red Cross is participating in a nationwide home fire campaign this weekend. Executive Director Amy Grace says their goal is to install 500 smoke alarms in the Escondido and Eastside Historic District neighborhoods.
It will either be a fire crew that's knocking on people's doors or a Red Cross team. So we are going in teams to each house, and they'll be part of the team that installs the alarms and part of the team that will educate the family. And that includes creating an escape route.
Grace says in the past 18 months, this nationwide program has saved more than 111 lives.
That's what saves people. They get up, they get out faster. And our whole goal is to reduce fire-related deaths by 25% nationally.
Grace says you can volunteer for this event or learn more about future opportunities with the Red Cross by calling 776-8279. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager announced the state will have an estimated $105 billion of available revenue for general purpose spending during the 2018-19 biennium. That's nearly a 3% dip from the previous budget estimate. Hager says it's the result of a downturn in the energy sector as well as the results of the voters.
In November of 2015, voters approved Proposition 7, which dedicates up to $5 billion in biennial sales of tax collections to the state highway fund.
The state's rainy day fund balance sits at $10 billion and is expected to grow to almost $12 billion by the end of the 2018-19 biennium. Money will be the major storyline as the state legislative session begins today. The annual revenue report showed there will be little cash for new programs and projects. It's a blow to efforts to move public ed funding away from the property tax-based model. Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association wants lawmakers to dip into the rainy day fund.
Some estimates are they could spend as much as $4 billion of that and still be considered financially prudent.
They'll be fighting with efforts to reform child protective services, which will be expensive. The Catholic Church remembering a Texas clergyman who made history.
San Antonio Archbishop Emeritus Patrick Flores died yesterday. The Archdiocese says Flores had been battling pneumonia and congestive heart failure. In 1970, he became the first Mexican-American to rise to the position of bishop in the church. Flores served as San Antonio's Archbishop from 1979 until his retirement in 2004. In 2000, he was unhurt during a nine-hour standoff in which he was held hostage by a man from El Salvador. Archbishop Flores was 87. Chris Summer, TSN News.
And here locally, friends of Dr. Faith Kyrou, the director of pharmacy at the Physician Center in Bryan, are asking for your support after the sudden death of Faith a week ago. Her friend, Dr. Comfort Manyame, says Faith, her husband, and their three children were in Kenya visiting loved ones when she started feeling unwell. On their return flight, she was so sick they rushed her to the hospital when their flight landed in Amsterdam.
When they got to the hospital, the doctors looked at her and they diagnosed her with septic shock.
Manyame says multiple surgeries and treatment were not enough, and Faith died in the early hours of January 2nd. The local community is now efforting to support her family.
We started the GoFundMe and just to help repatriate their body to Kenya, which we actually have managed to do. So I think she should arrive in Kenya today. And, of course, the hospital bills that we still have to deal with, and the funeral expenses. And that's what's happening right now.
A link to the GoFundMe page in honor of Faith Kyrou is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Good morning, it's 638. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. the weather, because I don't want to do last night's weather, and we can't load it up in the computer. You don't want to hear that. You just want the weather, don't you? Okay, here we go. It's going to be about 70, I don't know, 7, 78, something like that. And windy today. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Tonight, 63. Then we're going to be right at 80 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Not quite so warm on Saturday and Sunday. And we have an increased chance of showers starting on Friday at about 40%. Currently, winds out of the south. At 16, and we got about 65 out there. And in sports,
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it was a dramatic end to the college football playoff as Clemson took down number one Alabama. Meanwhile, A&M linebacker Dat Wynn adds another Hall of Fame honor to his resume. And in the NBA, the Timberwolves snapped a four-game skid by handing the Mavericks another loss. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so today at noon, they all get sworn in there in Austin. Everybody gets to go over and get their gig, and then they probably already have their legislative appointments and all that. Plan is to talk to Senator Schwertner at 8:35 this morning about the first day. He's filed 11 different bills, and his committee that he chairs oversees all of this CPS type stuff that is begging for money. And as Chelsea just told you, Glenn Hagar says, "Well, we don't have a lot of money."
Yeah,
$104 billion, which sounds like a lot, but that's almost 3% less than it was 2 years ago. And
especially for new projects and new things, you know, there's just not
part of this is
not that that's new.
But the voters voted to take a set amount of money and pull it out to go to roads. I mean, we voted on that, so it's our fault if there's not enough money for other stuff, I guess. No, excuse me. That's completely wrong. That's completely wrong. What happened is the politicians put that out there for us to vote on. We voted to do that. So that way, when there's not enough money for a project that we think's important, they can turn around to us and say, "Hey, you voted to put the money in the highway fund."
That way it doesn't look like it's
their fault.
Of course,
it's yeah. Right. It's our fault then. We know about the bathroom bill, and so there, it's out there. We've got the, but we've got funding that we have to do again for the kiddos and child protective services and such, and then we've also got Medicaid that needs to be taken care of. Oh yeah, and then there's Senate Bill 6, that'd be your bathroom bill.
Mm.
So we'll be hearing more than we need to about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan Patrick has announced he's going to run for re-election. I guess he just decided to roll that out there yesterday so that we'd know.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. And let's see, what else? That's all as far as Texas is concerned. Now, there's going to be a little dust-up in Washington over this Jared Kushner guy.
Okay.
Now, he's a smart dude. I mean, he does a lot of different things, not the least of which is he's kind of an entrepreneur. I mean, he puts money out there for people to use, and he's an investment type guy. So that's fine, but again, he is Trump's son-in-law, and he's going to serve as a White House senior advisor, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. That makes him one of the top aides out there. Now, what he did is, I mean, he built the campaign machine that got Trump's message out there so he could get elected. So he's a pretty sharp guy. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He reportedly will forego a salary. And from that standpoint, then they believe that there's no nepotism problem there.
Right.
And he also will divest from assets to avoid running afoul of any ethics rules. I'm energized by the shared... he was a little more enthusiastic. He's really energized to be able to work for his father-in-law.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, honestly, you know, with divesting and with not taking a salary, I don't see how any opposition can come and say that it's such a huge conflict of interest, but, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, and the thing is, apparently he's pretty good at what he does. And I think there are a lot of people probably in this cabinet that are pretty good at what they do. And they're not politicians, and so that makes the people in Washington cranky.
Right.
Because
they're not like us.
That's right. They don't go for the 3-martini lunch. They actually want to get something done today.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that if you deal with people who are in the institutional environment, they just kind of go, you know, we'll get around to that. Which, for those of us who've never been in the institutional environment, Doesn't it feel better every day being able to have your list of accomplishments for that day?
Yes.
And
completed.
Yeah, exactly. You got a checklist and you got that job done.
Yep.
That doesn't have to go to a committee to get studied. You don't have to have meetings
and
over that.
And that's what it is. They push it around until it lands into someone else's lap.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can say that
they did their job.
Passing the buck.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. So former news talking head for Fox, Monica Crowley, who had a radio show, and she would appear on here from time to time. She's the president, P.E. Trump's pick for lead communications person for the National Security Council. Now, apparently, there are accusations of plagiarism. She apparently stole stuff that she wasn't supposed to do. So,
yeah, well, anyway. Melania did that, too.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a thing that other people have done. Let me see. Confirmation hearings for the cabinet get underway today. However, Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee announced late yesterday that Betty DeVos, who is the Secretary of Education nominee, they're going to move that to next Tuesday rather than tomorrow. Democrats are saying, oh, they're paperwork issues. And Bernie Sanders, nice things to say about P.E. Trump. He was at a town hall meeting, and he was asked what was Trump's strongest attribute. And Sanders kind of smiles. He says, "You think I should say something good about him now?" And kind of chuckled. He said, "It's not a hard question for me to answer." He said, "Trump took on the Republican establishment. He took on the Democratic establishment. He took on the media establishment. And he ended up winning. And he became president of the United States as a result. And that is an extraordinary accomplishment." Mm-hmm. And it talks about perseverance. It talks about a very strong political instinct. And it talks about a way to connect with people. So, yeah, basically what he did is he went into the politicians and said, this is how you do it, and he did it. So now the politicians who always said, oh, politics is so weird and mysterious. Nah, you know, he got it figured out. He got it figured out.
Quickly.
So yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we had no tweets. Did he sleep in this
morning?
Well,
I guess I should say no tweets of significance.
Yeah, well,
he did say that it's finally happening. Fiat Chrysler just announced plans to invest $1 billion in Michigan and Ohio plants, adding 2,000 jobs. This is after Ford just said last week it will expand in Michigan and U.S. instead of building their $1 billion plant in Mexico.
Okay.
So he's thanking them for that, of course. Big news from Ford. They're bringing the Bronco back.
Are they?
Oh. Yes, and the Ranger, which is like their smaller version, their pickup.
Okay,
but
all
the
right.
Bronco.
Now listen, and you know, that was a vehicle that I can remember a lot of females wanting to have.
Yes.
Because
some of my best girlfriends growing up got Broncos, and they were cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was kind of an SUV or a crossover before we had those kind of terms in the car business.
Right.
Well, that's probably a pretty smart idea to bring that back.
Yeah, so 2020.
Well, and again, because, I mean, girls drive trucks. There's no doubt about that. But the idea of you may just need to have that bed for carrying stuff every once in a while.
Right, exactly.
And it's covered, so that's that's a good thing. That's probably a pretty smart move. That'll probably work well for them.
Yeah.
And I see also they're going to have a 150 diesel out. Ford is.
Oh, okay. Yes, I saw that too. Yep.
Roll out a diesel truck. So,
nice.
Yeah, going after.
Good stuff going on at Ford.
Well,
again,
and, you know, of course, Ford they sell a lot of trucks in Texas, that's for sure.
Yeah, indeed they do.
Number one selling for like 88 years or something like that. All right, there we go, 648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
For more than 35 years, I've taken phone questions on radio. I keep a log of the topic of every one of my calls, and I'd estimate that's about a third of a million phone calls. And far and away, the most common question I'm asked deals with growing grass in the shade. We love our shade here in Texas, and trees are the first thing many of us plant once we have the grass growing. I'll be back with details of how landscapes evolve right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Grass and trees don't always mix. There comes a time when the shade becomes so heavy that turf can't survive. Most of us try thinning the trees first, and some of us are even willing to remove one or two gnarled old trees in an attempt to get more light to the floor of the forest. But all too often our plans fall short and the grass continues to struggle. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant turf grass in most of Texas and northwest Texas fescue. Forget the extravagant claims you'll see for zoysias and other grasses. If you can't get St. Augustine or in northwest Texas fescue to grow, you're not going to get any of the other grasses to grow either. 4 or 5 hours of direct sunlight is the absolute minimum for St. Augustine and fescue to hold their own. You'll need 5 or 6 if you expect them to grow and stay thick. Not sure how many sunny hours your grass gets? Well, suffice to say that if you've tried new St. Augustine sod and if it's faded away a month or two after you've planted it, you don't have enough sunlight. It's not a shortage of any key nutrient, and it's not that the trees are robbing the soil's water from the grass. I've heard all of those, and they're simply not the causes of your balding lawn. It's a shortage of light, pure and simple, and it's time for you to move to the next phase of your landscaping. Now, I've lived through this same challenge, and I can speak from my own firsthand experience. When I tell people that heavy shade isn't necessarily a bad thing, if you mix in creativity, planning, and a bit of gardener's patience, good things can come out of the darkness. If you want something of the texture and look of a lawn grass, you can use mondo grass or monkey grass. Dwarf monkey grass works well in small spaces. Two of our best full-sun ground covers also do well in the shade. Purple winter creeper euonymus and Asian jasmine are excellent choices. In shrubs in the shade, hollies are the benchmark. There are dozens of kinds well adapted to various parts of the state. Oakleaf hydrangeas grow 6 to 7 feet tall and wide, and they're beautiful. You can also use akuba, and I like very much mahonias. There are some wonderful ones. I'm Neil Sperry. Making your bed will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:52. You're in the WC Tractor Control Room. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealers located in Bryan and Navasota.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. Well, in the college football championship,
setting up to be one of the great finishes in college football history, no matter how this ends. First and goal from the 2. Watson rolls to the right. Watson throws for a touchdown! In the right flat, Hunter Renfrow scores with 1 second to go for the Clemson Tigers.
As far as Clemson's concerned, the sequel was much better than the original. The underdog Tigers upset defending national champion Alabama 35-31 as Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson beat the Crimson Tide with his arms, his legs, and his heart to win a rematch of last year's title game. Roughed up early by the Tide's hard-hitting defense, Watson regained his composure to throw for 420 yards and 3 touchdowns, including a 2-yard score to Hunter Renfrow to cap a nerveless final drive with 1 second left. Here's Watson on what he told his team at halftime.
Don't panic. It's going to be special. It's going to be great. We built for moments like this. And, let's go finish it.
Watson also ran the ball 21 times for 43 yards and a touchdown. Clemson scored 21 points in the fourth quarter against an Alabama defense that had allowed just 32 points in the fourth quarter all season. That ended Alabama's 26-game winning streak and its dreams of back-to-back national titles. Alabama coach Nick Saban.
You know, I told the players that I was really proud of what they've been able to accomplish this year, and one game doesn't define who you are. You know, we have a team of winners. They've represented themselves that way all year long, and I'm proud of their accomplishments.
tough way for the team to lose, but we had our opportunities to stop them and didn't do it. And they made some great plays down the stretch and some great catches, and we didn't make the plays we need to make.
After the game, Watson made it official that he's leaving for the 2017 NFL Draft, declaring, quote, "It's my time to go." Watson was named offensive MVP of the title game. Elsewhere in college football, Ohio State All-American Curtis Samuel is giving up his final year of eligibility to enter the NFL Draft. Samuel was the Buckeyes' best offensive player in 2016 while playing a hybrid receiver running back position. The junior had over 1,600 yards from scrimmage and 15 touchdowns. For the Aggies, the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame announced the 2017 College Football Hall of Fame class, which includes the all-time leading tackler in Texas A&M history and the only Aggie to lead the team in tackles four consecutive years, linebacker Dat Wynn. Wynn has already been named to the Texas A&M Cotton Bowl, Texas Sports, and the Texas High School Football Halls of Fame. In A&M men's basketball, the team will take the floor inside Reed Arena for the first time in 2017 when it hosts conference foe LSU. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
They're a team that I think starts four sophomores and a freshman. So it's two young teams going to play against each other. The strength of their team is their guards. The strength of our team is our big guys. And they have a really good big guy who's playing well. That's a junior college transfer. But I think that's where we can take advantage of them. Is get the ball inside and make them guard us some.
Tip-off for tomorrow night's game is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. with pregame at 7, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the NBA, Karl-Anthony Towns had 34 points and 11 rebounds. Ricky Rubio added 13 points and a season-high 15 assists, and the Minnesota Timberwolves snapped a four-game losing streak with a 101-92 victory over the Dallas Mavericks last night. Harrison Barnes scored 30 points for the Mavericks. And out on the ice, Jiri Hudler scored the tie-breaking goal after the Dallas Stars blew a late two-goal lead before hanging on for a wild 6-4 victory over the Los Angeles Kings last night. Hudler, Tyler Seguin, and Devin Shore had a goal and an assist apiece for the Stars, who snapped a three-game skid despite giving up four goals to the Kings in just over 10 minutes spanning the final two periods. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger and the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check the weather in a few minutes. So apparently there was a gigantic pig that has been named the gargantuan king of pigs. It's 1,600 pounds. How much bacon would that make?
A lot.
Just saying. Anyway, it was in a contest in China. Tough to get it over here. Seeking the most sizable swine. Competition ended when the massive pig, which weighed in actually 1,653 pounds, was named the king of the pigs. and probably gets to sit any place he wants to.
King of the pigs.
Did you hear about the 85-year-old guy from Texas? This happened in Texas. Do you know exactly where that was?
No, but I can. I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, because what happened is there's a guy, he's 22 years old, driver. He's driving along, loses control of his car. It flips over and ends up in the front yard of this guy who's 85 years old. Mm-hmm. And between him and his caretaker, they were able to pull Lindell Marbutt, who was 22, out of the car and drug her away from there. And apparently some serious injuries, but they life-flighted her out of there, and she's going to be okay.
Yeah, wow. Burleson.
Oh, that's not far.
No.
That's kind of in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's our Good Samaritan story for today.
I know. 85.
Yeah. I mean.
And, like, he looks like he uses a cane.
Right, he did. Yeah, I think he had. Oh, you see him there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
He's a full-on 85.
Yeah.
I hear you. All right, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader.